A taxi app that can spot drunk passengers. David Swan is here to explain what that's all about. He's technology reporter at The Australian. Talk me through it.
Yeah, so Uber's filed a patent to have technology where they could actually detect if a passenger in advance of them being picked up is drunk or not.
How? How do you do that?
It would detect if you're using the Uber app and say you're misspelling a lot of things. It can kind of, just as Gmail has a functionality that's similar as well, you can add a function where it can make you do a math problem before you can send an email at a certain hour of the night. Uber can potentially know if you're, typing really funny and probably had a few too many beverages.
Does that mean basically they'd radically reduce the number of pickups then?
Because it would potentially kill Uber, I think. Yeah. It's like an existential threat to their business model. I think at least, I don't know the numbers, I haven't done the research, at least 50% of my Uber rides personally probably have, had a couple of beers. So, that's why I take Uber responsibly.
Well, of course, because people are trying to not to drink drive, correct?
Yeah. It's a social good, I think, for Uber to say, hey, you can't drive, take an Uber. So I'm not sure what... I mean, it is important to note as well, they've just filed the patent and tech companies all the time fail patents without actually following through on them. So hopefully it's just something speculative rather than them actually going ahead with it because I would... Yeah,
isn't it an invasion of privacy? Can they really potentially use this information?
No, they could work that into the terms of service. That would be legal. It'd be part of you signing up to it, saying that I won't use it while drunk. But I don't think this would actually happen, though.
Given why people use it. All right, another story, David. Do you Google yourself?
Yes.
That's good. You've just gone there. There's a man who's Googled himself, and he's not happy with the results. He's taking it to the High Court.
Yeah, so he got shot a few years ago. They never found who did it. But now when you search his name, other underworld figures come up when you Google. When you Google my name, luckily there's a South Australian medical practitioner who's apparently really good. So I have kind of really good things associated with my name. I don't have any like underworld figures or anything like that. This poor guy, unfortunately, though, he's associated with crime constantly. And he kind of got fed up and said, this isn't fair. This is defamation.
It's incredible that the High Court could test it, though.
Yeah, and they haven't ruled on it. They've just said, look, you can now take it back to the lower courts and they can rule. And it's important. I think this stuff is murky. So I think it's really good the High Court said this so we can get a bit more clarity.
Ah, aren't you lucky that, your Google response is just a smart medical person?
Yeah. I mean, look, I've behaved myself as well in terms of what I do. So if you Google my name, it's all good stuff.
All good stuff, David Swan. Thank you.
Thanks
for having
me.
It's been a brief session, but an enjoyable one. David Swan is technology reporter at The Australian. This is RN Drive after the news. We're going to head back to North Korea, or at least talk about the North Korea-US summit. It's news time at 7:00.